It is in Proverbs, the 18th chapter this morning. We'll be with you just a brief while. I'm only going to read one verse. Proverbs 18. And the 10th verse reads as follows. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Can I read it again? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Yes. Now, sometimes you just have to keep reading something until it gets to you.
Come on now.
It says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Just for a little while, we're going to use as a topic in your hearing, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's all you need to know is the name of the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The book of Proverbs is classified as wisdom literature. It is intended to help the reader whom the writer envisions as a young man starting out in life make prudent, wise, and sensible choices. The book of Proverbs is a collection of short, concise, and forceful statements, stating a general truth and providing advice to the reader. The collection presented is mostly from King Solomon, whom the book of 1 Kings chapter 4 bears record and tells us, beginning with that 30th verse, it says, "And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt, for he was wiser than all men, and his fame was in all nations round about." It said, "And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. It goes on to say, "And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon, from all kings of the earth which had heard of his wisdom." So as we examine the character of the writings in this book, they are not theological. Solomon does not try. And what I mean when I say non-theological, Solomon doesn't make any mention of covenant or sacrifice. He makes no effort to show or distinguish Israel as being special from the rest of humanity. Rather, he looks at the daily life and makes a group of observations on sensible living. We here have heard people give us advice. Many of you who knew Professor Patterson, the principal of Bransford High School, he had a lot of what we would call proverbs or saying. He would tell you that a fool and his money would soon depart. He would tell you that, and this was one that Brother George Woods liked, he said, "Your money wasn't meant to save, but to spend. But you spend your money where you want to see it again." All these are good sayings. They're good advice. But here we begin to find Solomon giving some very good practical advice. Here we see he doesn't make any bones to try to give you some information on the children of Israel, but he's making some statements that are good for humanity as a whole. Yeah. And yet, there's one thing that he makes crystal clear in chapter 1 and verse 7. He says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." Yeah. In other words, he lets you know that your basis for wisdom and knowledge and understanding aligns with the fact that there is a God. He says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions." Thus, an awareness of God and a respect for God is the foundation for sensible living in every society and in every age. And in our text, Proverbs 18 and 10, we see the writer goes a step further where he finally decides to mention the name of the Lord. Before I go any further, we must understand what is intended in a name. A name defines or declares one's character. Your name describes who and what you are. For example, in the Word of God, when you hear the names Abram and Sarai, what comes to mind is a couple that lied over and over again about their marital status because they were afraid. They didn't trust God to protect them. However, in Genesis, the 17th chapter, the Lord appears to Abram and tells him, "I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect." He goes on to tell Abram, "Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee." He continues. He says, "As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. She shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her." Deacon Thomas and Sister Thomas didn't realize what they were doing when they named the baby Sarah. Here, but we begin to see that our God was about to use them. So they had to have a change of identity. Somebody here today needs a change in identity. Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. People call you a lot of things and they have nicknames of you because of some things that have happened in your past. But when God begins to wash you and cleanse you, the things that they talked about before and they tried to pin on you have been washed away because now you are a new creature. So now that we see the importance of a name and how it defines one character, our text this morning stated that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, which implies that our God provides a wonderful and strong defense. It signifies an aspect of his character, that being the power to protect. The writer of the proverb continues to write, "The righteous runneth into it and is safe." Thus he identifies that the refuge, or if you would let me use the safety zone, is to run into the name. Yeah. Joel chapter 2 verse 32 stated, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Well, when we get to the New Testament, Acts chapter 2, this verse in Joel came true. When on that day of Pentecost, in the city of Jerusalem, Peter steps up and reminds them in the 21st verse that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. As Peter continued to preach, the scripture said that the crowd was pricked in their hearts, meaning they were deeply troubled, asking Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." The Lord God had not changed his character or attributes, but in the New Testament, he had provided for us his name. Because the Word of God says, "I am God and I change not. In the Old Testament, they called him Yahweh, Jehovah. They didn't really know his name, but they called on Jehovah Jireh when they needed this. They called on Nissi when they needed that. But I'm so glad that I don't have to worry about which one that I'm calling. I don't have to worry about the Lord, my provider. I don't have to worry about the Lord, my banner. I don't have to worry about which one is the right one for the right time. But at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, he began to let you know in Acts chapter 4 that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He begins to go on in Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. That says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The apostles knew who Jesus was. They had been with him for 3.5 years and had experienced firsthand the power of the name of Jesus. It is in Matthew, the 14th chapter, that Peter gets a firsthand look. Peter knew Jesus, and Jesus had come to them while they were on the ship. But Jesus was walking on the sea. The Bible says that Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. Jesus tells him to come. Peter gets out of the ship and begins to walk on the sea with Jesus. Hallelujah. But there are some things that begin to happen. The wind began to blow. Things began to get tossed and turned. It got so to the point that Peter began to doubt. And as Peter began to doubt, Peter began to sink. Child of the living God, you ought to never doubt your God and his capability of providing refuge and security for you. Because when you doubt, you'll begin to sink. But the Bible begins to let us know that when Peter began to sink, he had enough sense to cry out, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. If you begin to sink, I dare you to cry out to Jesus and tell Jesus, Lord, save me. The Bible says that Jesus takes him and gets him out of the water that he was sick. And they get back into the ship. I begin to talk about his faith and let him know that you have got to yet believe. Well, we've been in Matthew. Now let us travel on down to Mark. In the book of Mark, the gospel according to Mark, in the 10th chapter, there was an individual that I like that I talk about all the time. That individual was blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway. And he was begging. But when he found out that Jesus was leaving Jericho and coming that way, the Bible says that he began to cry out and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Here he is crying out to God. And as he cried out, that there was many that were around Bartimaeus and told him to hold his peace. In other words, be quiet. But as they told him to be quiet, the Bible said that he cried even the louder. If you need something from God, I don't care who tells you to shut up. I don't care who tells you to be quiet. Because you are trying to save yourself with fear and trembling. And as he knew that he wanted something from Jesus, he cried even the louder, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Until he got Jesus' attention. Scripture said Jesus stood still. And when Jesus stood still, he begged blind Bartimaeus to come to him. The Bible says that when they told him, the master calleth for thee, the Bible said that he threw off his cloak
Because he was blind and he didn't want anything hindering him. So many times we got so much stuff that's hanging on us. We got so many burdens and so many problems, so many issues and so many things that will cause you to stumble and fall. But child of the living God, I declare unto you today, throw off that stuff and find your way to Jesus. Throw off the obstacles and the things that are holding you back and run into the name of Jesus and find safety and refuge. The Bible said when he gets to Jesus, the Lord asked him, what do you want me to do? Hallelujah. And Bartimaeus knew. But see, each time you read that, you'll get something different. The Bible lets you know when you read it this time. When I was reading it, Bartimaeus said that I might receive my sight. See, blind Bartimaeus had not known Jesus himself, but he had only heard about Jesus. So many people have not had a relationship with the Master, but they've heard through the testimonies of what Jesus did. That's why we've got to tell the world about what God can do. We got to tell the world what God can save, that God can heal, and that God can deliver, because we want to stir up their consciousness where they'll want to find out for themselves. So blind Bartimaeus had heard about Jesus, and he began to say that I might receive sight. I've heard a lot about you, Jesus, but see, I want to know for myself. I've heard people talk about what you can do, but I want to experience it for myself. And the Bible said that the Lord said, because of your faith, it is granted unto thee. A blind Bartimaeus was healed and had eyesight from that time forward, because God showed up and showed out. God proved to him that he was able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Our God can do all things. Our God can save. Our God can heal. Our God can deliver. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to praise him. Hallelujah. Let's go on down to Luke. I believe, hallelujah, it's in the 17th chapter. The Bible says that there were 10 lepers that came to Jesus as he was walking that way. And they began to cry unto Jesus, have mercy on us. They were unclean. They couldn't go into the town. They had to stay on the outskirts because they were unclean. They were sick. They were unhealthy. They couldn't be around nobody. They had to keep their hair nappy. They had to wear cloths and things around them to hide the imperfection, but they had to stay away from people. Hallelujah. If you've been in such a situation, you'd be crying out to Jesus before. But Jesus happened to be walking that way. Child of the living God, Jesus is walking that way today. Jesus is in our midst. Jesus is here where you can reach him, where you can touch him, where you can get his attention. And if you need some help, you need to tell him, have mercy. Have mercy. Jesus, have mercy on me. The Bible said that Jesus tells them to go show thyself to the priest. Because see, when they go to show themselves to the priest could pronounce that they were clean. The Bible says that as they went to the priest, they were healed. I told Brother Junior the other week that as he's going, that God will provide healing. As you're walking with the Lord, God will provide your deliverance. As you're praying, God will come to your rescue. As you're fasting, God will deliver. As you're reading the word of God, he sent his word to heal you. Hallelujah. And God will do just what he said. While they were going, they were healed. But one of them began to look. You heard the songwriter said, I looked at my hand and they looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. He began to recognize that I've been delivered. I've been restored. God has come to me. And the Bible said he ran back to Jesus and began to worship. When God's done something for you, I dare you to begin to worship him. I dare you to begin to praise him. I dare you to begin to exalt him, because he dwells in the midst of praise. Jesus says, there were 10 of you. Where are the 9? The one that came back said, hey, I don't know about them others, but I'm grateful. I appreciate what you've done. I'm thankful. God is looking for somebody to appreciate salvation, appreciate healing, appreciate deliverance. Hallelujah. If you appreciate God, he'll do something for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then there's my favorite. In St. John chapter 11. Here, there's some folk that believed in Jesus. They knew him. They trusted him. Mary and Martha. The Bible said that their brother Lazarus was sick. And so they sent word to Jesus. Him that thou lovest is sick. Jesus stayed where he was. Some more days. He didn't rush. He says, this is not unto death. But see, God needs to get the glory. There's some things that begin to happen to you. You wonder, why did this happen to me? God wants to get some glory. You want to know, why did the saints have to go to the hospital? Why were they on the ventilator? God wants to get some glory. Why me? Why not you? It is by your testimony and the blood of the Lamb you overcome. God wants to show you that I can do it for you. God wants to let you know that I can do it for you. You don't have to lean on the testimony of Pastor Couch, the testimony of Elder Cantrell. You don't have to lean on the testimony of Minister Gardner, Sister Nellie Harrison. You can have your own testimony. But to have a testimony, there must be a test. You got to go through something to be able to tell the world, I tried him and I found him to be all right. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me out of all my trouble. This poor man cried. See, you got to holler and cry. Jesus waited. Then he says, he's sleeping. They said, oh, surely that's a good thing. Then he said, oh, Lazarus is dead. Let's go. As they went, we know the story. Martha comes out. Lord, if you'd just been here, my brother wouldn't have died. He had to tell her, I am the resurrection and the life. You don't know who you're dealing with. Mary comes out. Say, Lord, if you'd just been here. Hallelujah. She's crying. She's weeping to the point that it touched Jesus. The Bible said Jesus wept. We got a God that cares about your burdens. He cares about what you go through. He cares about your pain. He cares about your agony. He cares about your situation. And he groans when you groan. But hallelujah, Paul the writer in Romans 8 said that your groanings, moaning, they make intercession for you. Because see, the Spirit is a discerner. Woo! You ain't crying for nothing. You're not moaning for nothing. You're not heartbroken for nothing. Because you're touching God. Jesus gets there and said, where have you laid him? They said, he's in the tomb. They said, roll away the stone. Lord, he's been there 4 days. Surely he's stinking. We got a God that not only can raise the dead, but he can deodorize. Hallelujah! Roll away the stone. They roll away the stone. He said, Lazarus, come forth. I'm sure there was the peanut gallery said, let's see what he's going to do. But see, they didn't know Jesus like the apostles knew Jesus. They didn't know Jesus. like Mary and Martha had hoped that he'd been there beforehand because they knew he would not have died. But Jesus, after the fact, says, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus bound in his burial clothes hops out of the tomb. Woo! You might have to hop. You might have to run. But when God sets you free, loose him and let him go. God is ready to loose somebody today. God's ready to help somebody today. But all you got to do is cry, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's something about that name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's power in that name of Jesus. There's time I've been sick in my body. Nobody knew but me, but I cried Jesus all night long. Hallelujah, I cried, hey, hallelujah, hey, and he came to my rescue. Oh, you need to cry out. Somebody needs to run into it and be saved. Somebody needs to run to the water, repent, and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, those that got sense, the righteous, those that are understanding the word of God, the righteous run into it and are safe. It's time for somebody to run into it today. It's time to run. Don't walk, but run. As I was talking to Sister Jackie on yesterday and had prayer with her at the hospital, I was on the phone, so I wasn't on the third floor. I was on the phone. I talked to her, and she just said, if I could just get my strength steady. I told her, I said, they that wait on the Lord. See, you got to wait. It don't happen all of a sudden. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. Somebody need to wait on him. Somebody need to call on him. Call on him. Somebody stand outside of your vehicle. We won't step outside of your vehicle right now. And we're going to call on the name of Jesus three times. Somebody needs some. Get out of your car. And we're going to call on the name of Jesus three times. See, you got to let the Lord know that you're serious. You got to let the Lord know that you mean business. Oh, you got to tell him, hallelujah, Lord, I'm concerned. And I want some help. All right, we ready to call him three times. Jesus! Let me hear you. Jesus! One more time. Jesus! Woo! Oh, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. We're going to try it again. We're going to call on Jesus three times. We're going to try it again now. Y'all ready? Jesus! 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 Woo! See, let it get good to you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. You might have an issue. You might have a bill that you need paid. I didn't tell you that when Peter needed some money, he told him to go look in the fish's mouth. The first fish. Woo! Don't you know that God is able to carry money in a fish's mouth? Hey, hallelujah. You might need healing. God can just speak it and it happen. You might have something else going on in your household, but God is a present help in time of trouble. So we're going to call him three times after this. I just want you to praise him. Jesus!
Jesus!
Jesus! Jesus! Woo! Just lift your hand and give him praise. Just lift your hands and thank him. You got to give him some earnest money on what he's going to do. You got to give him some praise for what you are expecting him to do. You got to glorify God already. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now! Woo! Woo! Hey, glory! Woo! Jesus! 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 Woo! Hey, got it double C. Hey, glory! Woo! He's gonna help somebody. He's gonna touch somebody. He's going to deliver somebody. He's going to restore somebody. Woo! He's promised. He's promised. We don't serve him for nothing. We ain't praising him for nothing. But we're praising him because he is our sovereign God. He is the Lord Almighty. He is the creator of heavens and earth. And he is a heart fixer, a mind regulator. He is a God that specializes in things that seem impossible. Yeah! Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. And as, hey, oh, holla. As we, hell, glory, hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints of the living God, you know why I praise him? Because he's delivered me. You know, so many people have gotten COVID. I've prayed for saints and been to the hospital, I don't know how many times. But he is a keeper if you want to be kept. He is a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a restorer. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, as we stand here approaching your throne, your people have called your name, that precious name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess the name of Jesus. There's healing in your name, deliverance, peace, joy in your name. Lord, now come, bless your people. Stuff is going on all over the land. Wars and rumors of wars. People getting blown up at the airports. Wildfires, earthquakes, hurricanes. But Lord, protect your people. Bless right now, oh God. Bless right now, oh God. Lord, if they will run into your name, there's safety. The safety zone is in the name of Jesus. The safety zone is in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to call me this afternoon and say, I want to go down in Jesus. Somebody ought to run down here now and say, I want to be covered. We get insurance from State Farm and Farm Bureau. Good hands, people. But there's no better hands to get in than in the hands of Jesus. Somebody need to come to Jesus now, right now. And say, I don't care what they say about me, but I want to be covered. I don't need insurance. I need blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Cares of salvation. Washing his blood. Born of his spirit. Hallelujah. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah. Saints, run into it and it'll save. Now let's rebuke the adversary. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. 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 One more time. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. Healing, deliverance, peace, joy, strength in the name of Jesus. What I say unto one, I say unto all, watch and run to the name of Jesus.